Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is July the 2nd, Saturday, 2011. And as you hear this, I'm driving to the Carl Cherry Center to offer my workshop. We're going to spend a day in total silence preparing for our Mount Madonna experience that we're going to be having here in very coming up next week or so. We're going to be working with walking meditation, eating meditation. We'll be doing Vipassana. We'll be doing our two new Tibetan pulsing meditations, Bronze One and A Deeper Silence. We are going to spend a day healing and working upon ourselves in a very unique way. And maybe one day some of you who are listening, who are a little timid and shy and all that other stuff, will come and join us as we do some very interesting things with our life. It's growing very short, you know, and there is nothing like silence. It heals everything. It truly does. I hope you will go to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org. I have a new commentary for you and an opening. Do you remember Barry Maguire's thing, Eve of Destruction? Well, you know, boy, way back in the 60s. Anyway, there is some very prophetic things in it. I hope you will take the time to go and read my commentary, watch my opening, my video cast, and my podcast. All these are gifts to you each week when I make a commentary. If you go to the website at aspire.org, and then when you hit the website, you will see Home, About Aspire, The Path, Catalog, Support Aspire, very important, and Media. If you hit the Media button and you pull it down, you will see weekly commentary, weekly podcast, weekly video cast, and I hope that you will take a look at those and enjoy them. I'm talking about freedom this week in the commentary. What is freedom? Does it mean you can just walk across the street because you feel like doing it? Because you think the lines, those white lines, protect you? Can you just do whatever you want to do because that's what you believe you want to do and that's just all you need to do? All of this is contained in my podcast, video cast, and commentary. And I use the wisdom of a great Greek philosopher, and I always like using him and Epictetus. Very interesting man. Anyway, go and take a look at the commentary, podcast, and video cast. Our first question for today: can anyone meditate? I've tried and found it way too hard. What can I do? Cynthia from Salinas. Cynthia, why aren't you at the med thing today? Huh? Why are you sitting home and just letting your mind have its way with you? That's the real question here. I know, because you think you can't meditate. You think it's too hard, it's too difficult, whatever. Meditation is only as difficult as I want to make it. If I want to make it difficult, I make it difficult. If I don't want to make it difficult, it doesn't really have to be. Let me explain. The difficulty of meditation isn't in meditation at all. Not even remotely is it. It is about something other than that. It is about love. It is about kindness. It is about coming to a place where goodness can reach you, where love can reach you, where compassion can reach you. You can do this. It takes practice, though. That's all it takes, a little practice, a willingness on our part. People have odd ideas about what meditation is. They think, and I've heard this, you have to get rid of all of your thoughts. You got to get rid of all your beliefs. You got to get rid of everything and just have a blank mind. That's not true. Not at all. Meditation is about simply not allowing my mind to overtake me, to undertake me, to create within me thoughts and aspirations. Now, here's the deal. And try to understand, Cynthia. It is about no longer giving attention to my thoughts. It is about watching my breath. It is about relaxing my mind to such a degree that I am no longer in control of my thinking. Rather, there is no need for thought. People think, oh my God, I'm going to be brainwashed. No, no, no. That's assuming that you're not brainwashed already. You already are. If you live in the West, you believe in right and wrong and good and bad, just like any other person who lives anywhere. You can believe in all sorts of things. Every belief is a thought. What I am offering to you here, and what any authentic meditation teacher is offering to you, is a chance for you to find out what is going on in the pause, in the gap, in the spaces between your thoughts, where you exist as love itself. It is in the pause, it is in the gap between thoughts, between your breaths, that you find meaning. Most people are too narcissistic to meditate. Now, I don't know you, Cynthia, so I could be really wrong here. But selfishness, pride, being a narcissistic about your whole life, that it's all about me and it's all about what I want and it's all about how bad I am or how good I am, all of that just does nothing but to make me believe in myself in an ugly way. The beauty of you is not skin deep. The beauty of any human being, of anyone, is about love. It is about goodness. It is about reaching a certain place where you find inside yourself beauty, awareness, understanding. An understanding that the mind cannot grasp. The most beautiful moment you will ever know in your life, Cynthia, will probably, if you don't find it in meditation, will be at your death. This is what I've found over the years with people. Only when they are giving up their body, when they're giving up their ideas and their entire memory about what they believe is right and wrong, good and bad, when they're giving up thought itself, do they come to a moment where love truly becomes present. It is only in emptiness that we find the beauty of our life, where we can sustain our life through compassion, care, and kindness. You say in your email, can anyone meditate? Well, that's like saying all men are created equal. It's true and it's not. There are some people who have predispositions to fear and thoughts that come from DNA and come from anger and fear and hate and all the stuff that they have been thoroughly filled with, that make it very difficult for them to meditate. They can meditate, but they won't meditate because they can't meditate. You get what I mean? Meditation is a lifestyle. It isn't a technique. You have to live meditation. People try it. They do a little yoga. Oh, these women, they get a little massage and they like their essential oils and they eat organic food and they think they're living spiritually. This is the Oprah way. You know, it's all about the surface stuff. No, that is not a spiritual life. A spiritual life is far different. In every moment you are seeking emptiness, you go on Facebook and you look at all these people who call themselves meditators and they're running around half naked on Facebook taking pictures of themselves and their boobs pressed up against their chest and the guys are all drooling over them and it's a real circus. It really is. I don't know, I'm not much of a Facebook fan, even though I have a Facebook page for Aspire and stuff. It's over the top for me, just way over the top for me. But nonetheless, working on yourself spiritually means that you are no longer living in the thoughts about anything. In other words, the lifestyle is about the gap, the pause, the emptiness. And how do I live empty? How do I empty myself out? That is what the spiritual path is really all about. You say you find it way too hard. Of course you do. Because it is about a lifestyle. It's not a technique where you sit down and you just get it. My technique is about Tibetan pulsing. The meditations I offer on my website are about tone, focus, and breath work. Coming to the apex of your spiritual life. And everything you do in the course of your day matters. Every person you meet matters. Everything we are matters. And it is either something that brings us to love or removes us from love. Brings us to the gap, the pause, the space, or removes it. There you are, sitting at home, instead of being with us. Instead of walking in meditation, learning to eat in meditation, learning these Tibetan pulsing meditations I've offered, what are you doing? Yakking in your brain, asking this silly teacher what meditation is all about. You have to experience it. And then you have to learn how to build your life around it. You can't let your psyche slip away as you have. Cynthia, there is nothing I could say or do to get you to understand any of this, to be honest with you. I mean, what can I say and do? I can't. I offer you meditation. I offer people meditation through all sorts of CDs that I have made for you. But you will have to practice and make a lifestyle out of it. You have to, as Jesus said, hunger and thirst for righteousness, which I don't think you do from what I am getting from your email. If you really want to know, you'll be here. You'll be with me. I'm an authentic teacher. You're going to have to sacrifice a great deal to be with me, and you're going to have to sacrifice a great deal to meditate. You're going to have to give up all of those little personal prejudices. You're going to have to walk through the day letting go of low self-esteem, anger, and fear. Hatred, what you like, what you dislike, all of your preferences have to be diminished. And you keep your focus on your breath, living from your heart and wanting nothing with all of your heart. Cynthia, you can do it. The question is, will you? Please forgive me. Namaste. Great question. You know, we come from many lifetimes doing many different things. It's really interesting to me when a person comes and says, can I meditate, or will I meditate, or how do I meditate? You got to get involved. You got to go through the process of catharsis, letting go of your hurt, your pain, your sorrow, your anger. You just can't sit down and wear your little tights and do your little yoga postures and think you've got it. I'm telling you, you open up Pandora's box when you meditate. You open up your whole life. And a lot of what comes out in the beginning is nothing but venom. You don't believe you're capable of that kind of venom, do you? But we all are, no matter who you are. I was surprised, too, when I first started way, way, way back in 1972. I could tell you stories about my practice. I tell my students stories about how I struggled with it. It was really horrible. And, you know, everybody struggles. But the problem is with Americans and people in general is if you don't offer them something that gives them that quick fix, they're not much interested. You're dealing with many lifetimes when you meditate, not just this one. That's another story altogether. The next question, Kenneth. From San Diego, he says, your TV programs make me think or doubt myself. You make me think that I don't know what I believe in. What are you doing, Kenneth? Kenneth, I want you to doubt. I don't want you to think for yourself. I want you to doubt what you think and find what you are. If you find out who you really are, and you give up the thinking thing, Because you can think anything. You can think that you're the emperor. You can think you're the president. You can think that you're smarter or better or no better. You can think you're a great race car driver. You can think you're a great lover. You can think you're a great actor. You can think for yourself all you want. But what does it matter? Based on the ignorance and fear that I come from, what is my thinking but fear itself? Hate, prejudice, logic and reasoning. What is that? That's just one more silly opinion that I don't need, the world doesn't need, and you don't need. You say my programs make you think or doubt yourself. Good, doubt. That's where it all begins. I used to, as a child, watch my mother and father live their life, and I doubted it very deeply. This was the life you have to live? This is what it comes to? Surviving? Fighting? Amusing? Working? Doing a work that only makes you money and isn't the love of your life? People are always looking for the love of their life. It's staring you right in the face. It's you. But how are you going to understand that when all you are doing is looking for what you like and what you can believe in? Your beliefs, what are they? Nothing more than opinions and prejudices that I have attached priorities to. It doesn't mean that they're loving, kind, or serve the purpose to help human beings. Not at all. It's all about fear and hate. It's all about sustaining my opinion. In any given situation, you will see for yourself, Kenneth, that what we are doing is just trying to sustain fear. The fear that we are most comfortable with. The fear that we most like. That's what it's all about. And once you get comfortable with that kind of fear, then the rest takes care of itself. Hate falls into, natural accord with my thinking. And then all I have is hate, fear, hate, fear. And that's all it's about, hate and fear. So, yes, I am trying to get you to doubt what you believe in. Doubt everything that you fear. Because in your belief are all your fears and all your hates and all your negations. Yes, you are right. That is exactly what I'm trying to do here. Let me do my work for you. Let me show you what lives inside of you that you don't need to believe in. It's just there as beauty, as love. You would be far better off to let go of your mind than to sustain it and try to cover it up with all sorts of beautiful thoughts that really have no premise in the reality of your life. We're like a cesspool, and we keep trying to put some perfume into it. And that means I still stink, no matter what I do. So, yes, Kenneth, I am doing that. I am trying to get you to let go of what you believe in, that you might not be so occupied with your beliefs, that you might find the nature of yourself as love, which is what it's really all about. You are the nature of love itself. Why worry about the rest? May all of that serve you well, Kenneth. And if you're looking for someone to sustain your beliefs, to give you what you believe and support you in what you believe, you found the wrong guy. You can go to any minister and any spiritual teacher, mostly, that you want to get all that kind of garbage. No, that is not what I am about. I am about that which is direct experience and removing myself from anything that would keep me from that direct experience of love. And belief is certainly one of those things. Because we don't know the difference between opinion and belief. Real, authentic belief. One day, Kenneth, even if I were to explain it to you in this moment, and I don't have enough time here on radio, you still wouldn't get it. Because you listen to me through belief instead of through emptiness. Emptiness is everything. Seek it with all of your heart. And forgive me. Namaste. Great question. Some people just need to have someone be on their side. You know, that's what religion is all about. That's why you go to church. You go to church so you can be around a bunch of believers. Isn't that it? You know, we all have the same prejudice, the same fears, the same beliefs. Oh, Lordy. Praise the Lord. Okay, last one comes from Bob. Now, I get this all the time. Out of maybe 10 emails I'll get, 8 of them will have this question. I've answered it 100 million times, and you got to forgive me. But it keeps coming up. I should probably put a video cast on this, something where people get it. Can you please tell me why you ask for forgiveness at the end of your TV and radio programs? In fact, at the end of everything you do, Bob. You guys all think that forgiveness or asking for forgiveness is some kind of ugly admission of wrongdoing. You don't get it. And there's nothing I'm going to be able to say to get you to get it, but here it is once again. Whenever I am teaching, I am slaughtering the truth, absolutely slaughtering it. My words are inadequate. My thoughts don't work right. They don't give you the impression that is truth, because no truth can give you impression. Okay? Truth is truth. Thoughts are just thoughts. Thoughts about truth are no longer truth anymore. Thoughts about love are not about love anymore. You can't teach truth and love to people verbally. And yet I sit here as the horse's patoot, trying to teach you every week here on radio and on television and through my website about love and truth, that love is truth and truth is love. And in my foolish effort to try to be of service to you, I often slaughter the whole thing. Now, you're asking yourself in logic, well, why do it then? Why don't you just shut the you-know-what up and not be on radio and TV? I'll tell you why. Because if I don't do it, no one else will. Believe me, you don't see this kind of work or hear this kind of work on radio and TV very often. You're not going to get it from Oprah. You're not going to get it from the Deep Pockets Chopra. You're not going to get it from anyone, because people are trying to market this kind of inner work, not expose it. So in my clumsy effort to try to serve you and humankind, I can only just really point my finger at the truth and point my finger at love. It is awkward. It is silly. At times it is absurd. And I ask for your forgiveness to see my intent and not my words. Don't follow my words. Follow my heart, my silences. It is my intent that is deeply important, not necessarily what I am trying to offer to you through verbiage, through words. These are not thoughts I am teaching you. This is the way that lives in every single person that touches this planet. I am not teaching you anything new. I am teaching you the profound that lives within you profoundly. So if you can understand that, if that can resonate in you, if you can come to that moment as I have come in the course of my own lifetime, then something amazing has affected you. Something beyond being amused and entertained and thinking that you know. I ask for your forgiveness constantly. I try to find new ways to teach you. I try to find new ways to illustrate it. Sometimes I feel like an idiot trying to do it with you, but this is what I'm trying to do. I'm willing to be the idiot for the sake of something greater than Greg. So try to understand that, Bob. And if it helps you, God bless you. And if you don't get it, you'll have to forgive me for for I know not what I do. Please forgive me, Bob. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, something I might be of service to you with, and if you want to know more why I do the forgiveness thing, just feel free to email me. Come to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org. Please go to media. You'll see it there on the main page. And if you pull down the little menu there, you will see radio program. And if you click on that, you can listen to old radio programs. You can email me. And if you don't want me to use your name, I promise you I won't. Just feel free to ask your question. Try to keep it concise and to the point, and I'd be honored to answer it. I really would. I have some beautiful new meditations, and I'm talking about beautiful new meditations for Mount Madonna. And if you're not going to be with us for Mount Madonna on our Silent Summer Retreat, you can still get the new meditations if you would like. You go to the main website at aspire.org and then just click on New Meditations over in the right-hand corner. It says Updates. And you can take a look at the new meditations. I've made a little video there for you as well, and you can read about the meditations and hear little snippets of it. The ambient music, the meditations themselves, and all of that is there to be of service to you. And I think you'll find these new meditations for the Summer Tibetan Pulsing Retreat very, very powerful. They're entitled Intrinsic Bronze. And I'm honored to do them with my group. And you can do them at home. They come with full instructions. Go take a look at the little video that I made for you. It'll kind of help you. I'm out of here. Be back on the air tomorrow morning at 9:04. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.